October 27th, 2022, 10:23 hours, Ward Green here. I was at a concert in Berkeley, in California, and I was there just as a hitchhiker. I was passing through, staying overnight there, and I went to this concert thinking, well, this is going to be the best blues I've ever heard in my life, right? It was at the university, I guess, like on campus or something, I think. I'm not sure though, actually, because the details are just so long ago. This was 19. What year was it? 80. Wait a minute. Yeah, all of that happened in 1980, I guess, right? I left my job in 1980 at Bristol Myers, and I hitchhiked to California. Then I came back and went and worked on the railroad. Then I came back from there to Edmonton, and I got back to Ontario that same, you know, month or whatever. And then I was back working at Atomic Energy that same year. That was 1980, 42 years ago. That was the time when that man, he was not a young person. I didn't think he wasn't that young, who was wearing a cowboy hat and had the boots on, you know, the cowboy boots, and he got hit by a car, and I saw that. All that was 42 years ago. But when I was in Berkeley the same year, I can hardly believe it. All this happened in the same year. So I was in Berkeley, and I had my backpack, you know, I was hitchhiking. At that point, I still have my guitar with me, yeah. So everywhere I went, I'd bring my guitar as well. But the guys, I must have had it with me. But these guys, at this blues concert, disappointed is sort of an understatement. I was really disappointed, like severely disappointed, because the guys really didn't know how to play music. You know, they didn't know much about music, the people who were playing, the blues solos, the soloists and people like that, who were doing the solos in the, well, all the musicians, I guess, but some of the musicians were better than others, I'm sure. It's just that I was just terribly disappointed with the quality of the melodic content of the blues solos and everything. It was lacking. I mean, if you compare it to Oscar Peterson, it's completely, I didn't know Oscar back then. Couldn't hear Oscar because there was no, we didn't know how to get, Oscar wasn't played on the radio. His records weren't available unless you had access to a great big record store. We didn't go shop for records in big cities or anything. We didn't do any of that. I didn't do any of that. I'd never heard Oscar Peterson except for little bits here and there. But anyway, if you compare his ability in blues to the guys I was listening to, it was just, there was no comparison. I mean, I can't even compare it. They were just playing, you know, like, I guess it would not even be like a drummer who could only play on the lids of trash cans. That would be better as a drummer than what we were hearing in terms of, this was terrible. It was terrible stuff, what we were hearing. So, it's just that there was no content in the melody. Like, I'm not talking about the quality of the sound. It was the melodic content. It's just the guy didn't understand the scale of how to play on the blues scale or anything. And I'll remember maybe more as I go on, but I can't remember much about what they played. I just remember how bad it was. So, it's not worth remembering what they played. Maybe a little bit. Yeah, I guess you can learn from everybody. That's true. You can learn from everybody. So I'm sure I learned from these guys, but That shocked me because I thought, well, they had this big concert, this blues concert. I had to pay to get in, I guess, and I didn't have much money with me. I mean, I started out with $350 when I went down there. I don't know how much I had left at this at that point when I was in Berkeley, but whatever. I didn't have a lot of money, so this is what happened. I guess that was Canadian dollars, too, $350, but it taught me something that I'll never forget, which is that just because somebody plays the blues doesn't mean they're any good. But I mean, there's different levels of musicianship, completely different levels. Like, I thought, well, if these guys are, it's going to be a blues concert, it was going to be the best thing I'd ever heard, because I knew blues was, you know, legendary. Like, blues is legendary among genres of music. It's because that's where some of the greatest musicians came from, was the blues, playing the blues when they were in hard times and in the ghetto and all, you know, places where they didn't have much money, all sorts of things that were hardships. Anyway, so I just thought I needed to mention that. That's because, I mean, I appreciate Oscar Peterson. Like, millions of times more by having heard bad musicians play, you know. I mean, I'm not saying bad it means you shouldn't play music. I mean, bad, everyone starts being bad, supposedly, more or less bad when they start. But they don't normally get a bunch of bad musicians and then give a concert. That was rather, that surprised me. It totally amazed me. It wasn't in a good way, you know. I thought it was kind of like I wasted my money to spend on a concert. And I thought, well, this is Berkeley. It's like a legendary place to have a blues concert. That's what I was thinking, and I was there for the only time I was ever in Berkeley, from coming from Canada hitchhiking. I thought it would be the most memorable experience I would ever have, and it was nothing like that. Anyway, I guess I still remember it, so it was memorable, right? But maybe I'll just leave this video for now. I'll come back and do the study later because I'm waiting for a package. I need to do that. This is Ward Green, October 27th, 2022, 10:31 hours. Bye for now. I love you.